Canadian expatriates parted well into the night outside the White House, celebrating the end to the 42-year reign of Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm on cloud nine right now, you know. I'm on cloud nine, of cloud nine.
Oh man, we're so happy. Everybody wants to rent a plane, and we all want to go back to Libya.
But on the streets of Syria, violence at these celebrations. Activists say security forces killed at least 13 demonstrators as they cheered Libya's victory. Syrians are afraid to speak openly, but we contacted this Syrian who was there. VOA disguised the person's identity for protection and spoke via Skype.
We feel so great, and we feel like our brothers in Libya. You know, we get more energy from his dead calling for an international protection and a no-fly zone.
It took 7 months from the first uprising to officially end autocratic rule in Libya. NATO provided air support, with the United States playing only a part. The U.S. suffered no casualties and spent far less than in other recent conflicts. U.S. officials consider their $1 to $2 billion share a bargain and give Libyans the credit.
You have won your revolution.
Now the Obama administration is reviewing the formula, hoping to transfer it to other countries.
This is more the prescription for how to deal with the world as we go forward than it has been in the past. So that's an example of how the world's beginning to work together a little bit better.
The Arab Spring began in Tunisia, moved to Egypt, now success in Libya. Former White House advisor Mark Ginsburg.
And Syrians are going to say, why not us? Why are we not as deserving as the Libyan people? And it may in the end put more pressure on the administration to determine how and what to do about Syria.
The Syrian opposition has followed the lead of Libyans and created the Syrian National Council. So far, they haven't fought back with weapons. For that, they would need international help, which no country has yet offered. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.